On today's episode, we're featuring a great listing of the week. This one is from a home in Waldport on Edgewater Drive. So we'll give you all the details and share some pictures with you about this home. And we'll finish today's episode with a listener question from Bill, who is wondering about buying and selling a home at the same time. First time going through that experience, what do you need to know? It can be a little bit difficult the first time through. So we're going to talk about some easy tips and steps for navigating that process. All that's ahead on today's edition of Keeping It Real Estate.
Welcome to Keeping It Real Estate with Colleen Benson and the Benson Broker Group with Keller Williams. This is your go-to source for insights, expert guidance, and tips on making your real estate experience stress-free.
Colleen, it is great to be with you once again. I'm excited for another listing of the week and getting to scroll through some pictures with you and talk about this great home for sale and then helping Bill out with his question in a few moments as well.
Awesome.
I hope life's treating you well. What's going on in your world?
Life's good. I mean, it was really hard to pick a listing of the week. We've had so many, and it seems to be that a lot of sellers coming from the Monmouth Independence Dallas area, which is really great. Our homes are selling quickly. Mm-hmm. We've just had a lot of inventory in that part of town, as well as our coastal. So in picking a listing of the week, I decided to go with a more of a luxury price range coastal property that we just put on the market, just to showcase the beauty of what $1 million can buy you if that's the budget you have.
Sure.
And are looking for a space like this. And so with no further ado, I'd love to talk about this house.
Dive on in. Let's do it.
Okay. The price is $997,000. This is a one-level custom-built home, 1794 square feet. So it's not an overly large home, but it's got some land and some outbuildings that have, you know, allow room for all your toys. So, you know, we've been talking, Walter, a little bit about downsizing and retirement style.
Yeah, this is not the house for that.
Well, it's not necessarily a downsizing house per se. However, if you're moving from the city, you've raised your kids, whatever, you're selling a 3,500 square foot home and you want to be able to play and have a place for your ATVs, your four-wheelers, your RV, this might be because, I mean, most of the acreage is trees.
Yeah.
So, but you have that land. It's on 2.3 acres. It's very close to the ocean. You don't quite have that ocean view, but very easy to just go straight down the road and there you are at the beach.
Yeah, you're close.
So isn't it cool?
Yeah.
Like it's like all of my realtors are like, if I was to buy something this at the coast, this would be it.
Yeah.
You know, luxurious custom home. It's comfortable private living experience. It's got RV parking and a 2,200 square foot shop. So you got less square footage in the house than you do in the shop.
Yeah, that shop looks great. Yeah.
Is very favorable. Right next to the beach, it's got 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, single level, as I said, wide open spaces. As you enter, there's like covered ceilings and the living space, open kitchen, has bamboo flooring, custom cabinets, Corian countertops. I just think this house is so cool. This requires a private tour. So if you're interested in coming over to the coast and looking at this, this is listed and showcased by one of my best realtors on the team. But I say that about them all because they're all really good. But this is listed and showcased by Matt Stark. He's one of my expertise agents at the coast. And so, you know, we've done a lot of exceptional marketing on this property as far as the drone video, and there's a link to that on our YouTube as well. So you can kind of come in and see the ocean line and as you enter the house. So if you have any questions, give me a call. If this is something that you say, hey, this would really fit our needs moving out of the city over to the coast, being able to retire and have our toys, we can talk about that selling, buying process as well with this.
Yeah. The outside of the home really sells it. I mean, it's just on a gorgeous piece of land. The house is just very attractive from the outside. And then that workshop just gives you so much flexibility. And it's not just a big garage, but then there's like an additional room that's got workshop area. And it looks like it's got, you've got sinks and other things out there that you can just get into all sorts of different projects, no matter kind of what your flavor is, whether you're building tables or just need a place to work on fun projects with grandkids. kids or whatever the case
exactly.
may be.
Exactly. All the things neat. To do with yourself when you retire and don't know what to do with yourself, right?
Yes. Yes. You can let your imagination run wild.
Yeah.
And you could even go on your own little hikes through your property, I think, through some of that space. So just looking at some of these pictures, it's just looks like a nice place to go for a walk as you're heading down to the beach. You could even work and build your own little trail through your property before you get to the beach.
There you go.
So that's pretty cool. As creative as you want to get. I think the neat thing about this one too, Colleen, is that you're at the beach. I mean, like you said, you're a couple of blocks from the beach, but it's not a beach house. So you're getting that style of home that's, I don't know if normal is the right word to use, but you're getting a normal house and a normal piece of land and a normal home, but steps away from the beach.
Yeah.
So you're not having to compromise on what you would have to sometimes compromise for an ocean house, right?
Well,
you kind of have best of both worlds.
And you don't have the taxes that you do oceanfront. So low taxes. Taxes are
set. Insurance differences too, I would think.
Yeah, insurance maybe? Differences, definitely. You're not flood zone or tsunami zone. At least I don't think.
Yeah,
I probably have
cool.
to double check that. But I don't see that you are on this one.
Okay. Yeah, double check that. And I'm just going to show for our YouTube viewers the map view of where you are in the Waltport area. So that's Edgewater Drive there. And just zooming out a little bit, you can see that you're pretty close, just up the road from down 101 to get to actual, you know, the town of Waltport. And you've got Tillicum down to the south and Yahats, right? I got that right,
Yahats.
Colleen? Yahats?
Well,
Yahats.
Everybody says it differently, but I say Yahats.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yahats. I think that's right. I don't know where I got the S from. Yeah. Yahats. And I love Cape Perpetua. That's just a wonderful area around that location. We've done some hiking in there before. So you're in a great spot, not too far up from Newport, and really easy to get back into the interior, through Route 34 there. You can get over to Corvallis in some areas. So location-wise, you're in a good spot there.
Eugene Airport, straight across. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. So check this one out. We will link to this property in the description of today's show. So whether you're watching with us on YouTube and you've seen all these details so far, or if you are just listening to the episode, hopefully we gave you enough audio details to be intrigued. But again, just check the description of the show on whatever app you're using to watch or listen, and you can find a link directly to this property and go check it out on BensonBrokerGroup.com. This is at 875 Southwest Edgewater Drive in Waltport. Thanks for the details, Colleen, on that home. And we won't end the episode quite yet. We actually want to squeeze in a listener question to wrap things up today.
Oh, okay.
And so this one comes to us from Bill. Let me grab the question here. Bill has a great question. It says, first-time seller here, and I don't really understand the process of buying and selling a property at the same time. This will be the first time I've done it. So can you explain the process?
Oh, I love this. So on our team, our agents have become experts at helping sellers who are also buyers, right? And when you're a seller and you're a buyer, we, as an agent, as your hired agent, we will represent you on the listing side, represent you as the seller. And then also we're representing you on the buy side is how we describe it. We're going to represent you as a buyer purchasing a property. We're going to start with your listing. We're going to determine the value and talk to you about pricing and timeline. Of course, that's where we start. And then we're going to go right into what you're looking for and why and where it is. And so we're going to gain a lot of information all at once, because most people say, well, I don't want to sell unless I find the perfect house to buy. So we kind of have to reverse it and be like, let's start with what you're looking for to buy. And the price range might be determined by what you're going to sell for, if you're going to roll the proceeds of your sale into your purchase, which most people do. And luckily, if you have a 20% down payment and a little left over for extra furniture or remodeling or all the things you want to do, paying off some credit cards, those kind of things, we can help talk about that too. Debt consolidation through the process of selling one house and buying another. And for a lot of people, we're putting them in a better financial situation because they've paid off, maybe they paid off the college loan or a credit card or two or a car, and then they're moving into a payment that better suits them, puts them in the house they want, and eliminates some of that extra debt for them. And so that could be a financial conversation we help you through as well. But we're going to put you in touch with the lenders, make sure that you're qualified to purchase, because the last thing we want to do is sell your home and then you are not able to buy and you're ending up renting. So we're not going to sell your home out from under you. We're going to make sure the process is completely approved for the whole transaction. And then we're going to protect you with a seller contingency and a buyer contingency, which is something I could probably better explain in person, but it's just our opportunity to give you that extra protection so that it's seamless. The last thing we want for you is to be homeless. And so we want to be able to sell your home, help you buy. And it's kind of a little bit of a roller coaster. There's a lot of up and downs, but we do our best to make it as seamless for you as possible. One time, you're moving one time, give you a couple extra days in the house you're selling before you move into the house you're buying, or whatever you need to get those boxes packed, movers in, appliances, utilities set up on the other end so you can move from one house to the next and be very happy in your new house. So it's a little bit complicated, but we can work you through it and help you get there. We help a lot of families with this.
Yeah, it's not uncommon, Bill. So if anything else, that's just sometimes knowing that lots of other people go through this is solace enough. So hopefully that helps you a little bit. Just understand that you won't be alone in going through that process and that there are a lot of different moving parts that you can use to your advantage. It's not a bad thing that there's lots of different ways that you can kind of slice this cake and make
absolutely.
It happen.
And one thing I might like us to also mention, Walter, is sometimes we've seen this a lot of times where somebody will walk through an open house and be like, I love this house, write it up. Oh, and can you sell my house? And what I just like to put out there is like, it takes skill, it takes experience to help navigate through this and make it so that it's a win-win for both the property you're selling and the property you're buying. So it'd be really good to make sure you're hiring an agent that is skilled in this and not just like on that emotional, like, oh my gosh, I love this house. I want to buy it. Let's go list my house. Because not every agent is an expert listing agent. And so you want to make sure that you have that expertise in your corner when you're selling.
Yeah, that's a great point, Colleen. And so sounds like the biggest piece of advice is sort of start with that sales piece. Even though you're going to buy and sell, start with the sales conversation so that you kind of, that's going to be what sets a lot of the other expectations that will follow. And then you can be in the right position to succeed. So begin there, Bill, or anybody else that's in a similar situation. You can call or text Colleen to get in touch at 503-830-9467, or you can go to BensonBrokerGroup.com, get in touch through the website as well. Lots of great resources for you there to check out and tap into, and we'll put links in the description of today's show to all that great information as well. Colleen, thanks for another great episode. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.
See you next time, right back here on Keeping It Real Estate.